First impressions here of the new staff and the new tone, I guess that's being said.
Very intense.
All right. Tell you something up?
Yeah, intense. They're very intense.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. We need some intensity. Seriously, I think the staff is great. And obviously, they've been around and they're very experienced staff with a lot of different pedigrees as far as, you know, 3-4, 4-3, no huddle, you know, pro style off, whatever it may be. They've pretty much seen it all, coached it all. So that's exciting for, you know, guys like myself that's been around the league as well. And, you know, I'm excited about what they bring to the table.
I've seen music played during warm-ups lots of times. I don't know if I've ever seen it played all the way through practice like that before.
That's my first, too.
Yeah. What did you think? Did you notice it's there? I think the coaches seem to think it has something to do with tempo and that kind of thing.
You know, honestly, I don't notice it when you're playing. It's kind of like crowd noise. Once I put my hand in the dirt, that kind of just goes out the window anyway. You notice it when you're standing around, which we never do on this practice field. But the tools are up or something like that, and you're kind of off watching plays, that's when you notice it. But when we're out there actually running and practicing, I really don't notice it.
What do you think of this new scheme?
I think it's fine. I think, you know, it definitely opens us up to be athletes and run a lot. So I'm looking forward to it. We don't have much in it right now, but just the initial stuff, you know, the base stuff is, I mean, it really isn't the scheme that you know, that's important for us. It's about how we go about it, and I think that's why I use the word intense.
Okay.
They definitely are pushing the tempo in everything we do, and I think that's going to help us a lot this year.
A lot of former players as coaches here. How does that – do you guys like that? Is it different hearing it from when you're hearing stuff from a guy who played in the league and played well, or does it not matter to you?
I think obviously being coached by former players, they've been there, done it. So when they say it has a little bit more clout to it. But you know, I've had great coaches that never played a game. So I think initially it gets guys more excited, but at the end of the day, man, it's about, you know, knowing football. And luckily we got a staff here full of guys that know football.
Jack
talked about the weight training program and the dietetic stuff they were doing coming in, about how they were going to be cutting edge. And did you find that during the conditioning time coming in that you were doing stuff that was different than you'd done before, same as you'd done before?
I think it was different for stuff as far as the team aspect.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of guys that have their own personal guys
have
been part of some of that stuff. But as far as the complete team stuff, some of the stuff that they're doing, I think it's cutting edge. I've never been a part of a, you know, team that has as many different things as they're doing in there, as far as, you know, like you said, you know, diet, conditioning, just, you know, as far as your whole body makeup. They got stuff in there that tells your whole body makeup can better serve them on how to, you know, put you through a workout or a drill or whatever it may be. So, it is cutting edge from the team aspect.
Coach talks about, you know, his main focus and priority right now is changing the culture, changing the mindset of this team.
Sure.
What is that mindset?
Now, or what we want it to be?
Whatever he's...
You know, I think the mindset is just being an attacking, confident team. You know, I've said this before. I think a lot of times, because of what's happened here in the past, you can kind of fall in that lull. He's definitely not allowing that to happen. So I think the style that we want to play is just, you know, that up in your face attacking style of offense and defense and special teams. And you know, he's pretty much put his stamp on what it is that he wants from us. So I think going forward, we'll get better at it because we now know what's expected of us and how he wants it done.
I know you were one of the new guys last year, but some of these guys that were around for a while kind of maybe got used to that losing culture. Maybe would you say that's kind of true? And that's
I mean, everybody says that winning is contagious. Well, losing is too. If you're doing things the wrong way, if you're falling in lulls or whatever it may be. So yeah, I think it's not hard to fall into that trap. But it's also good to have, you know, guys that have come from other teams and try to, you know, like this whole staff is doing now, trying to kill that mentality and write it a new one.
Are there enough core guys back from last year yet? You can build off that, or sure. Is it supposed to be a whole new start again from scratch again?
No, I mean, we got a lot of guys that played a lot of football for us last year, a lot of good football. So we just got to try to piggyback off what we was able to do kind of at the end of the year and grow from that. You know, I think, like I said earlier, we brought in some guys that come from a lot of wins last year and bring that mentality and that experience of playing deep in the, you know, January and February on this staff. And, you know, I think that's going to help us out, man. I think it's going to help us out a lot.